And I'm so delighted to have my first guest of the morning on the line with me right now, one of Aotearoa's best and brightest. I'm delighted to have on the line with me, Witty Donna. Good morning.
Kia ora, how are you going?
I'm so well. How are you?
I'm very good, actually. I'm feeling it's a rock music day, you know? What more could I ask for?
Yeah, this must be a great day for you. It's always a long journey getting here, though.
Yeah, it is.
Are you a particularly patient person?
I'd like to think so. I feel like it's been 2 years since I've released any music, so I feel like that has to speak to some sort of patience.
Wow, yeah. Oh, my God, has it been 2 years?
Yeah, it really has.
Holy moly. This new single, The Gold, and there is some amazing visuals to go along with it as well. Do tell me a little bit about it. Where did this come from?
So the song actually came from about, I think it was a year ago. I work in events and I'd just come off a bunch of contracts and I decided I was going to spend 6 weeks just like hunkering down and writing some music and starting this new project. So I wanted to sort of, this was my first time sort of like demoing my own music, sort of producing it myself before taking it to anyone else. So playing around with like huge riffs and new sounds that I hadn't played around with before, and writing the song about sort of the feeling of feeling like you're constantly working towards something, and maybe you would get there, but also if you're so focused on the objective all the time, like you're not really experiencing the life around you.
Like that tunnel vision gets us good, you know.
Yeah, the tunnel vision is strong.
Now, what was it like, kind of doing the whole kind of process differently? Did you like it more this way?
Yeah, I thought. I mean, like it was a challenge for me because I wanted, like, I sort of viewed it as a time of upskilling and learning more about recording at home and how to sort of start the process of fleshing out these songs and these ideas that I had by myself, because that was sort of a process that I'd always sort of write a song and then I'd take it to the band and I'll be like, so this is kind of what I would like to happen, but I don't really have the best way to be able to describe that. Learning how to do that. I mean, the band definitely still, once I took it to them again, the song went through change after change and iteration. We definitely continued to like tweak it from the initial point, but it was really nice to be able to actually send the band and send James Goldsmith, who we worked alongside the record with, send him the stuff and sort of be like, this is the idea. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a bit more of a kind of free and or kind of personal journey, this one. Tell me a little bit about the music video. It's beautiful, first of all. Where is it filmed? What beach is that?
Oh, so that's Princess Bay down in the lovely Te Whanga Nui Atara Harbour. We're spoiled for choice with beaches, but that.
Oh, we really are. Sorry to change the topic, but quickly, your sleeves. I am obsessed with your goddamn sleeves. I was lying in bed last night thinking about your sleeves. Now, this sounds weird to the audience because it's just sleeves. It's not a top or anything.
No.
Yeah, amazing. Did you have to make those or something?
No, I actually... this is the thing. I actually had them loaned them from a vintage sort of also independent designer store here in Wellington called Bazaar Bazaar. They were so kind enough to let me sort of like...
Oh, yeah, I know Bazaar Bazaar.
Yeah, to use. But I loved them so much that I went back and bought them.
Oh, fair enough. I'm obsessed with them.
They're so good.
Now, the whole music video... really beautiful, really pretty. And I like, because it kind of it very strikingly contrasts day and then night.
Mm.
I take it that was on purpose.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The concept for the music video, I originally just wanted to get a flamethrower. I wanted to find a flamethrower, and I just wanted to, like, go down to the beach and just, you know, let off these flames.
Oh, let it rip.
And that was kind of the... that was the whole creative brief for it, really.
Iconic.
I just wanted... but we couldn't find a flamethrower. It's really hard to find a flamethrower.
Yeah, I wouldn't know where the hell to start with that.
I don't know if you've ever tried, but they're actually quite difficult to procure, and they don't just sort of hand them out to people willy-nilly.
Really? What a surprise.
But we managed to get this sort of fire cannon, or like pyro, sort of, you know, what you see at the stadium.
Yeah.
When they're doing pyro for shows and stuff. And my wonderful friend, Seb Fraser, who could safely operate it, that was kind of the whole basis of it.
Oh, that's iconic.
Flames on the beach.
I love that. I love that. It is, I mean, it's kind of lit. And excuse the pun there, but it's sort of lit. Yeah. It's good time. Do you like filming music videos?
I do. I like doing a lot of, like, 3D animation and some of the other stuff that I'm working on at the moment is more stuff that is sort of created as opposed to, like, in a digital realm as opposed to being in it personally. I find it, sometimes it's fun and sometimes it's not fun. I like to find the balance between, you know, doing the right content for the music as opposed to sort of just making the content for content's sake. And I always sort of find it hard to sort of figure out where I sit between what is the purpose of the music video and, you know, what is the thought process behind making it. And sometimes it can just be as simple as flames on a beach. But other times it's nice to sort of hand things off to someone else and sort of be like, can you build this world for me?
You made me want to try get a flamethrower now. I don't know how, but, like, I just have the drive. That was beautifully said, actually. I have to take a step back there for a second. You speak so beautifully on these things. I've really, really enjoyed the song, and the music video is awesome. You should be so proud of yourself. Is there more to come? I feel so bad when I say that, because, like, artists work so hard to give me this music, and then I go, is there more? When's more coming?
Yeah. Well, there is. There is more to come. You'll be hearing from me so much more throughout the year. Yeah, it's, what is it? It's an EP. There's 6 tracks on it.
Fantastic.
That's the thing. There'll be more.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Woody, it has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. You should be so, so proud of yourself. Just very quickly, if people want to kind of keep up to date with you and listen to your music and all that, where can they kind of find you?
Yeah, I think the best place to keep up to date is probably Instagram, witty.donna. And then on all of your regular streaming platforms, Spotify, whatnot. Sometimes I post sporadically on TikTok. That's a stressful place.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, my God.
Occasionally I make a tweet. So, you know, take your pick. Sporadically everywhere, but not consistently anywhere.
Brilliant. I love it. Witty, thank you so, so much for joining me this morning. I know you have other interviews this morning. You know, try and enjoy those just as much. I'm not sure you will, but
we started off on a pretty good note.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely, lovely day, and make sure you celebrate.
Yes, I will do. Thank you so much.
And that is the lovely, lovely, lovely Witty Donna talking about her brand new song, The Gold, which is out now with a music video that you can go check out. Shall we play the song? Well, it would be a little weird not to, wouldn't it? Is it playing? No, not yet. Let's go, everyone. Here you go. Here is The Gold by Witty Donna.